You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Amy Scott. There's a saying that a week is a long time in politics, and hasn't this been a long political week? DACA, budget negotiations. Well, how about a year?
We, the citizens of America, are now joined in a great national effort to rebuild our country and restore its promise for all of our people.
The United States will cease all implementation of the non-binding Paris Accord and the draconian financial and economic burdens the agreement imposes on our country.
The United States has trade deficits with many, many countries, and we cannot allow that to continue. And we'll start with South
Korea. I said that the bill would be on my desk before Christmas, and you are holding me literally to that, so we did a rush job today. It's not fancy, but it's the Oval Office.
It's been 12 months since President Trump moved into the White House. Back then, the Marketplace Weekend team traveled to three cities with very different economies. Dalton, Georgia, known for its carpet industry. Gillette, Wyoming's focus is coal and energy. And Corvallis, Oregon, is a hub for education and tech innovation. We've been checking in with the mayors of those cities for a couple of years now. Lizzie O'Leary spoke with them again this week to get a feel for how things have changed or stayed the same since January. In very blue Corvallis, the economy was strong then, and it's strong now. But Mayor Biff Traber says not because of the federal government.
But we've also been, when I talk about positive trend, it's been the developing new businesses coming off the university and some off of Samaritan. And all of that replacing our prior biggest employer, who had been Hewlett-Packard, who also is doing some modest expansion on their 3D printing lines that are in our plant here.
Mayor Traber also shared what he sees as a challenge with a growing industry in Corvallis, marijuana.
There is more being grown than is sold in the recreational market, so there are legal concerns about black market. Part of that I will trace to the inability to do any interstate agricultural product sales in marijuana. So we could be a growing center, but until things get straightened out on the federal level, we will not have any kind of interstate market.
In Dalton, Georgia and Gillette, Wyoming, more people had hopes riding on the president. Deregulation, both mayors say, would be good for the industries there, carpet and energy, respectively. Gillette Mayor Louise Carter King put it this way.
When Trump did get in, I think the mood changed so much, and industries also were able to look more into the future, where before it looked like the future was pretty bleak with regulations, even though it was the marketplace that was driving the price and the market at that time. You still have to be able to look a few years down the line to see if you should even stay in the industry at all. So I think that's the difference Trump made is, yes, he did start rolling back regulations. What the government does in D.C. affects future investments. You know, why would a company look at investing in something, an industry such as coal, if the administration is looking at, you know, shutting it down?
For Dalton, Georgia Mayor Dennis Mock, the federal government can only have so much influence.
There is potential that you do overblow the importance of federal government and in smaller city life. Really, the state level does affect us more. And it does in a big way, but on a day-to-day basis, not so much.
And that's something that Mayor Carter King in Wyoming has had to wrestle with, too. The market drives the coal and oil industries, and regulations only mean so much.
Right now, production has gone back up, probably because natural gas has gone up and everything else has, too, and it's kind of balanced out. But it's still nowhere near the heyday of coal, so we'll probably have to get used to a new norm. I mean, the city is just now... our sales tax is coming back, and we don't know where the new norm will be, but we will have to get used to it.
But the feeling of hope in those cities is not lost. Unemployment is down, and the mayors say businesses are doing better. One issue Mayor Mock has his eye on is immigration. Dalton, Georgia's nearly 50% Latino population has been wary of the new administration.
You know, I've said all along, if we ever get immigration settled, our economy here will be booming because 50% of our population is just sitting on hold waiting to get clarity as to their status. And they've got money in their pocket to invest when that happens.
Mock says he's happy with most Trump policies, especially as they affect trade. But the Dalton mayor does hope that compromise on DACA, deferred action for childhood arrivals, can ease tensions in his city.
I personally know a bunch of those kids, and this happened as no fault of their own, and they're big contributors to our city and our society here.
There you have it, the view from three mayors in three very different cities. Thanks to Mayors Traber, Carter King, and Mock. Later in the show, Chrissy Clark from Marketplace's Wealth and Poverty Desk joins us with more on federal regulation under President Trump. We're interested in how your life has changed in the first year of the Trump administration. Send your stories to weekend@marketplace.org.